You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
What would you say are the easiest ways for people to reach out?
Well, make your way back over to Facebook, but this time search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. You can message us there or go to the station's website, mix100.com, and click on the Dom and Jeremy link.
It's obviously written from Stacy's perspective. She signed it, Stacy and David. Dom and Jeremy, we had a debate last night about whether or not you should accept a first date offer on Valentine's Day. She says, assuming a world without a pandemic, I would never go on a first date on that day. Way, way too awkward, no matter where you went. My husband says it's a great way to start a relationship and would be kind of funny. Wondering what the boys have to say about this. It's signed Stacy and David, and then she puts in a P.S. And I love this. You will too, Jer. She goes, P.S., your five calls says it all segments have provided us with a lot of things to talk about over the years. Thanks for keeping our arguments fresh and exciting.
That's great. Keeping relationships alive here.
Through arguing.
That's hilarious.
Well, they're loving arguments.
Sure
though.
They are. Loving disagreements.
So let's talk about her question. Because we've kind of tiptoed around this in the past, but I don't know if we've dedicated an entire segment to it. What do you think about a first date on Valentine's
you
Day?
You really can see both sides to this, can't you? Like, where it'd be super awkward and horrible and high pressure, but yet I got a kind of fall with David, the husband, where I feel like it might be kind of fun to do that. And I kind of like to future think, too. Like, what if you do that on Valentine's Day and you do hit it off and it turns into a long-term relationship and whatever, you get married. What a story you have for everybody. You know, what was your first date? How did you meet? Me. We all talk about that kind of crap. And they can be like, oh, my God, we went out on Valentine's Day. It's the cutest story ever. You know? I think it's kind of fun. It's cute. It's got a cute factor of about 9.3, I think. But I think you disagree.
No, the thing is, I'm on the fence also. I'm not really. I would tilt toward not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. And you may disagree. You're free to disagree.
It's okay.
I think it unnaturally hurts any chance that a relationship could work out. In other words, what if it's somebody that ultimately things would work out and you would go out on many dates and, yes, end up in a nice relationship? Who knows about getting married or not? But, I mean, it could be somebody that you develop a great relationship with. And yet it was hampered right out of the gate because you did a very awkward Valentine's Day date where one or both people weren't really acting like themselves because they knew how awkward it was?
Sure.
Does all of that's convoluted?
I do. I can see where in this scenario somebody would take it just a little too far. Probably the guy, where he would just be like, this is so outrageous and so unique. I'm going to show up to the date in a full tuxedo with 24 roses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there
you
go.
And really wow her and really make something of this. I totally see where you're coming from.
Or look at it this way. Somebody offers a first date on Valentine's. Okay, this is a hypothetical. Man reaches out to woman who he's been introduced to and says, you know, this weekend's Valentine's Day. I think that would be a great time for us to go out on a date. And so she thinks, is he trying to say something already? Is he this kind that moves too fast? So she turns him down and they don't even go on a date. And again, it's because of the stupid artificial pressure that society has put on first dates.
Mm-hmm. 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 I can see all that.
I'm giving people way too much to think about. I know.
I guess you just would kind of, you don't really know the person, because I was going to say, you got to kind of know the other person and their style, and if they're kind of
cheeky. But we don't know them.
You don't know them, do you? I feel like you would get better deals and stuff at restaurants.
Really?
Don't they have like really good Valentine's Day packages and stuff at restaurants? So if you are making it a date night, you can get the Valentine's Day package.
I know you were famous for using a coupon on your first date at Bennigan's with Nicole.
Uh-huh. I totally did.
But that's another thing. I mean, if somebody takes you out and they do it because it's a BOGO for Valentine's Day...
You know I'm for it.
Here's a side question to all of this. What percentage of first dates work out?
Oh,
you don't know
funny.
The answer, and I don't either, but
nobody.
Isn't it something to think about? What would you guess are the success rates of first dates?
I bet you we would be surprised to find out that it's fairly low.
No,
maybe
I would assume it's low.
25%? And
I think
that's shooting high.
I think lower than that.
Yeah.
How many first date? You can't say leads to a second date because a lot of people will know that a first date is tough anyway, and people are wearing a mask. And I don't
yep.
mean, I'm not talking about a COVID mask. This is, again, take pandemic out of the equation. People have a mask of sorts on. They're not revealing their true selves. And so people will set up a second date just to kind of confirm.
Right, yeah.
But if you compared first dates to actually working out into a relationship, like
you
dating.
It could be 10%, you know.
Four.
It very well could be, man.
I think 96 out of 100 first dates might end up with a second or a third date, but they don't end up with more than that.
Now, you...
That's the whole you got to kiss a lot of frogs theory.
You sure do. Now, you just took pandemic out of it. Let's toss pandemic back into this. I have a feeling it's a really good time right now for single people and for people trying to land that first date and you get it and then hooking the person. I think it's a great time to date because people are probably craving human skin-on-skin contact right now.
Mm-hmm.
That being a first-time dater and in the dating pool has to be great right now. Don't you think? Because we've been all cooped up. We haven't really been able to go out. Things are starting to loosen up a little bit. I know we're in level yellow now, which is love. That's the new love color. So you go out on these dates and you're just, I haven't seen another man. I haven't seen another woman. And you, first dates are working out like crazy right now. I bet.
What you're saying is the pandemic is good for desperate people.
For... Randy people.
Well, it causes desperation.
That's so pretty harsh calling it desperate.
No, but think about it. You just said they're craving.
They're
you know,
just craving.
They're desperate for physical contact, which means they might get thrown a bone when otherwise would not. I know what I was saying. I was mature enough to just throw it out there.
Not this guy. Yeah. It's a prime time to be dating, I guarantee. This
summer
is
going to
be huge.
Did you see all of the virtual dates that are going on?
Yeah.
It's like the number of virtual dates is sky high where people are they're doing multiple online Zoom dates for like a month or more before they ever even agree to meet up. And they're getting a lot of the awkward, uncomfortable stuff
I like that.
Out of the way.
I do like that. It kind of cancels out the weirdness of the first date.
So that when you finally meet somewhere for coffee or whatever it may be, you
but
have spent weeks seeing each other on camera.
It's still different, though, when you finally physically meet, right? Because you start doing the other, how many senses do we have? The other
well,
four
I have
senses?
Seven, but,
we have six senses, right? So the other five senses start kicking in. You don't know what they smell like over that Zoom meeting, Dom. So that first date still could be a little bit awkward.
Mm-hmm. The only thing you learn on the Zoom dating is you know if you can't stand their laugh.
Right.
You can tell if they have a really warped sense of humor, which could be good.
Yeah. Kind of how clean their place is, I guess. At least one room.
I don't know. Yeah.
Take me on a tour of your place. That's how you find out.
You can find out about their situation with pets and family.
There you go. Yeah.
It's a pretty good idea. There was even a survey. I think I put something in a Mindbender patron mailer about this, about the percentage of people who will say, I love you over virtual dating, and they have never seen the person face to face. That's but they throw out an I love
desperation
you
comes
virtually.
In. That's the desperation, buddy.
We're back to desperation.
I love you. Oh, my God, I love you.